Okay, it's cold outside. You may have noticed that, and so has Bill Snyder, my friend from WGN-TV, weather producer over there. How are you, my friend?
Steve, it's good to talk to you. I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
It is great to talk to you. In fact, yeah. I was just in an event where I think your producer was at, and we were saying all these nice things about you, and
wow.
Rightly so.
Isn't that nice? I did hear about that, yes, with Paul Lisnick.
I'm sorry that he was there as well, but he was the oldest man in broadcasting who actually, he's responsible for giving Marconi his start.
How about that?
I know.
See, that's amazing. Yeah.
Well, Paul. What's also amazing is how cold.
Yeah.
There's a one line. How cold will it be?
Yeah, how cold will it be? Well, you know, Steve, I'll tell you what. It's cold. Don't make no mistake about it. But, boy, it could be a lot worse. You know what? Today marks a 40-year anniversary in this city that few people that have lived here will ever forget. And that is the coldest temperature ever recorded in Chicago happened on this date in 1985. The temperature bottomed out at 27 below zero, with a wind chill of minus 57. So that makes our 11-degree current 3 p.m. reading at O'Hare and 12-degree reading at Midway look like a proverbial heat wave, right?
Not exactly.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. It's all relative, you know, when you get the temperatures this cold. And, you know, we haven't seen the worst of this cold spell yet, and it's going to hit tomorrow morning and during the day tomorrow. Tomorrow is going to be, make no mistake about it, a brutally cold day and our coldest weather in over a year. You know, we get these cold spells, you know, typical every winter in Chicago. And, you know, we had one last winter in mid-January where we went through a stretch of days where the temperature bottomed out at 9 below zero. And we had a couple of days where the high was only 2 or 3 above. And that's what we're looking at tomorrow. I mean, tonight it's going to drop down to, the thermometer will drop down to 5 to 10 below in many locations. And then with the, when you factor in the these biting westerly winds that just, you know, when your temperatures are that low, any wind at all just adds to the chill. And so we're talking wind chills tomorrow morning down as low as minus 20 to minus 30 in spots. And that's dangerous. I mean, you can, your exposed skin can, you can get frostbite in literally 10 minutes, you know, if you're not protected properly, if you're outside. So spending any length of time, you know, outdoors. But yeah, so this is pretty rough stuff. But the good news, Steve, is that this is a short-lived cold spell. And that's kind of, you know, been the trend in recent years. You know, we get these blasts of cold to hit hard, and they typically exit you know, fairly expeditiously, which is nice.
It, last year, as I remember, and I may not remember correctly, never yeah. trust my memory, but
surely.
But I believe it was 5 or 6 days
mm-hmm.
that we had what you refer to as a cold spell.
Yes.
And it was more than cold. It was
yeah.
frigid. I don't know what the right adjective was.
No, that's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was in mid-January, I think, is what you're referring to.
Yeah.
Right?
And this time around.
Yeah.
And, oh, by the way, when it warmed up, it really warmed up
it
for
did.
A time. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh, yeah.
well above freezing. Now,
right.
are we going to have this? It's not lasting as long, so
right.
that's good.
Yes.
And Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, are we going to see whether maybe in the 80s?
Oh, that would be nice, wouldn't it? Maybe down in Jamaica, Steve. I don't think there's going to be any 80s here. You know, another interesting point, too, is, you know, regarding the cold weather, Steve, is that, you know, snow cover is such a huge factor in how cold we get during the winter. And the fact is, right now, we don't have any snow cover on the ground. And even if you go just to our north in Wisconsin, you know, parts of Minnesota, there's not a lot of snow on the ground. And so that really is a saving grace. If we had, let's say we had 3 or 4 inches of snow on the ground, we probably would see the high temperature today at least 10 degrees lower than what it is. So instead of 11, we'd probably be right around zero because snow cover is highly reflective. 90%, when you have a blanket of snow on the ground, 90% of the incoming solar radiation is reflected back into space. So therefore, you just can't warm up. And as cold as this is, it would be worse if we had snow on the ground. So that's, again, another, you know, another saving grace for us.
Yeah, I did my part. There was a little patch of snow where
yeah.
we park our car.
Right.
And I kick take that away. I eliminated all that.
There you go. Yeah, see, that's good.
Yeah, thank you. But very quickly.
We can thank Siberia for this cold air. You know, the jet stream is always plays a huge role in our weather. And so this jet stream is buckling in straight out of Siberia. So this is a combination of Siberian and frigid Canadian air. That's where our source region of our air right now.
So when Donald Trump meets with Vladimir Putin, he should say, put an end to this, right?
Yeah, put an end to it, right. Exactly. I think so. Siberia, they can keep their air, right?
Yeah. I think so. Maybe not their vodka.
I don't think so. We wouldn't want that, right?
No, we wouldn't. Bill Snyder, it is always a pleasure to talk with you.
It's a pleasure to talk to you too, Steve. And everyone stay warm out there. And, we'll be, the good news, Steve, is we'll be back in the 20s on Wednesday. And by this weekend, we're going to be even above freezing. How about that? So that's something to look forward to.
I love it.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, sir.
Always a pleasure, my friend. Take care.